Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Hundreds of thousands of Japanese citizens have been advised to evacuate as waves of more than a meter hit coastal areas on Sunday after an eruption of an underwater volcano of Tonga triggered tsunami warnings across the Pacific. Tsunami warnings have also been issued for Australia's east coast. The undersea volcano has prompted tsunami advisories and evacuations along the U.S. west coast. An underwater volcano of Tonga erupted on Saturday, triggering tsunami warnings and evacuation orders on the shores of Tonga as well as several South Pacific islands. Charlotte Parsons has more.
It began with an underwater volcanic eruption, powerful enough to send plumes of smoke and ash 20 kilometers into the sky. What came next was this. A tsunami hit the Pacific island of Tonga, crashing through streets and homes, sending residents scrambling for higher ground. Locals describe ash falling like rain on Tonga's capital, which lies just 65 kilometers north of the volcano. The eight-minute eruption was so violent, it sounded like thunder in Fiji, more than 800 kilometers away. So far, there are no reports of casualties, and the full scale of the damage has yet to be revealed.
The Chinese mainland on Saturday reported 65 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases. Of the new local cases, 33 were reported in Tianjin, 29 in Henan, and one each in Beijing, Guangdong, and Shanxi. The National Health Commission also reported 54 new imported cases in 9 provincial-level regions. The number of coronavirus infections among immigrants detained at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers has surged by 520% since the start of 2022. On Thursday, 1,766 immigrants were being monitored or isolated at ICE detention facilities due to confirmed coronavirus infections, a more than six-fold jump from January 3rd, when there were 285 active cases. The number of detainees with active COVID-19 cases represents 8% of the 22,000 immigrants that the agency is currently holding in its network of 200 detention centers, county jails, and for-profit prisons. The recent surge in COVID-19 cases at detention sites came amid the rapid nationwide spread of the Omicron variant, which has been found to be more transmissible than other strains of the virus. One male hostage was released uninjured from a synagogue in Texas, where a man is believed to have taken people hostage during a religious service on Saturday. The police department in Colleyville, Texas, said in a statement that the man will be reunited with his family as soon as possible. FBI negotiators remain in contact with the subject. A winter storm is set to bear down on the U.S. Northeast during the latter part of the holiday weekend. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the storm is a menace.
As much as a foot of snow is expected to fall in the mountains and foothills, and in central North Carolina, freezing rain and sleet on top of some snow will fall.
Winter storm watches have been issued across several states in the U.S. East ahead of the storm. The 40th Fleet of the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy set out from a military port in the city of Zhanjiang on Saturday to conduct an escort mission in the Gulf of Aden and the waters of Somalia. The PLA Navy began conducting the escort missions in December 2008. The Olympic Committee of the Czech Republic has approved a record number of 113 athletes for the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics. Czech President Miloš Zeman has released a message on the occasion of the nomination of the Czech Olympic team, saying he opposes the politicization of the Olympic concept and wishes the team to achieve many successes at the Games. The Chinese women's football team left Shanghai on Saturday night for Mumbai, India for 2022 AFC Women's Asian Cup. The tournament, which will be held from January 20th to February 6th, has 12 participating teams divided into three groups. China has been drawn in Group A along with Chinese Taipei, Iran, and host India. The top five teams of tournament can qualify for 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.